Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've got lots of great stuff to talk about, as usual, in the world of real estate in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. And so starting out with really what's going on in the market and the stats and all that kind of good stuff. Last week, there were 479 houses that sold and 168 condos and townhouses and villas and all of that. So really, when you're looking at the median price for a single family home right now, it is $380,000. Which is quite a bit more than it was a year ago.
Definitely. Now, they were even talking today on the news about, they said January, you know, we had a slight decrease, which always happens because I know you've talked about that with the holidays and everything. January is usually a slower month.
Right.
They said that it was like a $5,000 decrease on average price. But just compared to last year, I think average, they said last year was, I think, $270,000. Or something like that, and now look, it's 380. So it's a huge difference just in a year what the difference has made.
Yeah, it absolutely is and has been a huge difference. And so it doesn't mean that things aren't affordable. And so that's where sellers, you know, it's a great market for them because there is no inventory basically out there. When we're looking at it, basically single family homes, there were 1693. And it went down 76 last week. So 479 was for the week. So roughly 500 times four. That's obviously less than a month's inventory when it comes to single family homes. And again, if we're looking at the different price points and everything, there's more inventory in the $1 million plus and a lot less sales there. So if you're looking at just even, you know, like there might be a week or two supply, honestly, in the 250 to 300 range and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very, very little inventory, I think, going on right now. And like you said, I mean, there's a lot of new construction going up, but those 6, 8, 9 months sometimes to take. So that's really not helping us at this moment.
No, I actually met with a builder with somebody last week, and this is somebody that's still doing it the old-fashioned way, meaning that they're sitting down and going under contract and everything is copacetic. But basically what the bottom line is what they said is that that we sat down with them and they said, okay, we'll write your contract in either April or May, and then it'll be 6 to 8 months before your house is built. So between now and April and May, we don't know what's going to happen to the prices. Mm-hmm. They could increase and all of those kinds of things significantly. And when you're looking at those builders and what they're increasing, usually they sell 4 or 5 houses and they increase a few thousand, you know, right away. And I was looking at I'm working with another gentleman that just bought a new construction property in a 55 plus community. And he's decided that that's not the right fit for him at this point in time. So he's looking at selling it. Nobody's ever lived in it. And you wouldn't have any of those kinds of, you know, deals with it that anybody's ever been. It's a brand new house. And basically, he said, you know, it's like when we were looking at what the builder is doing, that they're saying it's a year out in order to, if you want to go under contract with them now for that community. And so he's got a brand new house and he hasn't quite 100% decided yet if he's going to sell it, but it looks like he's going to sell it. So, you know, that's obviously going to be a lot better situation for somebody.
Yeah, to get in faster than to have to wait.
Than have to wait, exactly. So looking at it, the houses under 250,000, there were 83 of them that sold. So there is hope if you're in that lower price range. And they went on average for 5,500 under asking price. So at 181, that's a couple percent, you know, mm-hmm. basically under asking. Between 250 and 300, there were 53 in that price range. And they went about 4,000 under asking, so about 1.5% basically under asking. Then between 300 and 400, there were 136 houses that sold in that price range, and they went over asking on average at 1,707. And then between 4 and 5, there were 86 homes in that price range, and they were right at asking, within $100 of asking price, $100 underneath. And then between 500 and a million, there were 107 houses that sold in that price range, and they were right at asking too, $320 under asking. And then over a million, there were 14, and they were 156,000 under asking. So again, you know, in that over a million, if you're in that category, you definitely usually have a lot more choices. You have a lot more negotiating room and everything. And that's what we're always talking about, that real estate is very local. And it is very, you know, so we're talking about overall the four counties of Orange, Osceola, Seminole, and Lake. But if you are looking at your particular neighborhood, it's going to be a little bit different as well.
Yeah, it'll vary.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So now looking at the condos and townhouses and villas and everything, there were 168 of them that sold. And their median price is $238,950 versus $380,000 for the homes. So there aren't as many of them out there. And actually, the inventory for that is even lower at 570. So, you know, so basically, you know, they're coming and going like hotcakes, obviously, as well. And it used to be that there was quite a bit more inventory, that we were over a month in the condos and stuff. But as the prices of the homes have continued to increase, that inventory has decreased significantly as well. So basically under 250,000 of the 168, 93 of them were in that range. And they were right pretty close to asking price at 793 under asking. And then if you're looking between 250 and 300, they were actually on average 5,000 above asking.
Wow.
And then between 3 and 4, there were 29, and they were 2,400 under asking. Between 4 and 5, there were 17. And they were 3,100 under asking. And then there were two between 500 and a million. And they actually went for 6,000 above on average. So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you're looking at it that, you know, you can go pretty close to asking a lot of times, but there are specific houses that you have to go quite a bit more and that kind of thing. And the thing that we're running into today is really when somebody is getting financing, that they're having a lot harder time getting their offer accepted, number one. And then number two, we're running into the appraisal gaps. So we have found some solutions in regards to what you can do on that. And we can talk about that quite a bit in the next segment, you know, because if we get started now, we'll never finish. But basically, you know, there are options out there for you, which is what I think we want everybody to know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I tell all my buyers not to get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, right now we are in a different market than what we've seen in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in no market where it was multiple offers, maybe one or two or maybe three offers you were going against. Right now it seems like it's a much more than that, maybe 10, 15, 20, depending on the property.
Right.
But not to get discouraged, because the house that, you know, will come for you is
right.
Really what we can talk, you know.
Well, and there are ways, like we're going to talk about in the next segment, that you can actually do things that are going to put you in a better light and everything than somebody else. There are ways for you to make cash offers, which I know we've talked about before, but I don't think that we can emphasize it enough. And something came to my attention this week. That's another thing that you can do in order to do that. So, I mean, there are all kinds of options and opportunities out there for everybody. And we want to make sure that you know that, because the rents are not going down either.
Oh my gosh, no, they're not going down. And those are waitlisted galore.
Yeah. Yeah. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, in these cash offers and that kind of thing, one of the things that somebody brought up to me this week that I hadn't really thought of it in that light, but basically it was a way for somebody to put in a cash offer. And basic, and what it was is through one of these rent-to-own programs that you have to buy the house within 3 years, you know, and basically the first 18 months, they've got a pretty reasonable price and everything that you could buy it. So you can have the rent-to-own company actually buy the house for you with cash, mm-hmm. and then you can close on it right away, you know, within, you know, 30, 60 days if you want to do that, so that, you know, that you have it and you lock everything in and all of those kinds of things. Actually, you would have the price and everything is guaranteed for you for those 3 years. You know what it is up front. But what a great way to do it, to make sure that you're actually going to get done what you want to get done mm-hmm. and everything that way, which I thought was absolutely awesome.
Yeah. I mean, do whatever you can to make it work. That's for sure. Yeah. Plus, like you said, I mean, I know you said 30, 60 days, but sometimes, you know, maybe sellers are looking for a faster close. And when it's cash, a lot of times you can get in there even 15, maybe 20 days sometimes. Well, so it just depends.
So what I was saying on the 30, 60 days is that the rent-to-own company would buy it right away. And then you could buy it from them in the next 30, 60 days exactly. if you wanted mm-hmm. to. And that way it would give the lender to take all the time that they wanted to. And the good thing is to obviously have your rate locked in and mm-hmm. everything so you don't have to worry about it. But basically, there are definitely a lot of opportunities out there when it comes to being able to be creative, to put an offer in there that's going to be competitive with the cash offers. And like we've talked about time and time again, is that when you're putting in a cash offer, you're going to be able to many times purchase the home for less, a little bit less than somebody that was going to get financing, and you're going to get the home.
Yeah.
Which are the two main things. Yeah. So it's like, if you're going after a home, you definitely want to make sure that you can actually go after it and get it and all of those kinds of things. So we don't want any buyers to lose heart here. We want them to know that there are options out there for you. And everybody's talking about interest rates increasing, increasing, increasing. Again, they increase incrementally, really small. There's that big increase that's going to happen, like I talked about last week, from the second home, for the second home buyer, that they're all going to go to the investor rate. And so that's going to be, you know, if you're buying a second home, then that's going to be a challenge, you know, unless you're buying it as an investor and then you already were paying that investor rate. But what happened is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they all got, you know, they kind of realize that a lot of people that have second homes, when they're not using them themselves, that what they're actually doing is that they're renting them out or Airbnb in or whatever. And so as a result of that, it is somewhat of an investment home. So they wanted to make sure that they got their piece of the pie and that you were getting a higher interest rate because you are making money on it. And so that's why they, you know, are kind of eliminating that second home interest rate that's a little bit lower than the investor. Well, actually a point and a half or a point and three quarters is what I heard. So it is quite a big jump, you know, from that if you were looking to get a second home and now it's going to be an investment property. So, you know, when you're looking at it, you just have to know, you know, what your options are and what you can do and, mm-hmm. and all of those kinds of things. So primary residence is basically the best way to go. And I think it was last week that I was talking about it, and I don't remember the exact number, but I think they said that there were 357,000 new Florida driver's license last year that was people moving to the state from another state, is what that was.
I believe it. I mean, traffic is ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's how many people were moving in from other states, and when they were moving in and getting their driver's license, then they are permanent residents, and so as a result of that, then they're going to be able to, you know, have that primary residence, mm-hmm. you know, situation. And I've got several people right now that are looking at that they're moving down here and they're able to work from home. And so they're like, why am I living in New Jersey, for example, is one of them. And another one's New York. And they're like, why am I doing this when I could be here and having a much better lifestyle in regards to weather and all of those kinds of things, plus the other things that we love about Florida. And, you know, and then I'm just working from home anyway. So It doesn't matter where I'm at.
I mean, that's what changed everything, I think, is because now people can work from home. And like you just said, like they would rather, maybe this is where they like to vacation. So they're like, hey, you know what? Florida's a great option for us. We can work there. You know, they're still going to be getting the same pay, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would imagine that they would still get the same pay if they're working from home.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're hop, skip, and a jump to so much stuff. So, and, you know, we don't have restrictions like a lot of other states have, which I've noticed is another thing. No income tax. I mean, there's just a lot of things. I mean, yeah, the summer stinks because it's so hot. But you adjust. We got AC. That's what's the best thing about it.
AC or water. Yeah. One of the two. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I think that, you know, a lot of times there's sellers out there that think, well, you know, I would like a lifestyle change of upsizing or downsizing or whatever, and I don't know really where I'm going to go or how I'm going to make this all happen. And so as a result of that, if you're a seller out there, you go, well, I wouldn't mind taking advantage of this market, but where am I going to go? Mm-hmm. And how is that all going to work? And so we do have options for sellers in regards to that as well. There's programs out there where you can actually buy your new home before you sell your old home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we obviously can get cash offers on your home, you know, right away that you would know what you're going to get and you can choose when you're going to close. There's post-occupancy agreements that we're able to get very easily today in this environment where the seller can stay in their home after the closing for a period of time to make sure that you have the time to figure out where you're going to go next and everything like that. And so, and I've even seen it where as the seller, you know, it's like you can make the closing conditioned on that you know where you're going or something, you know, that you have, that maybe when you go under contract that you've got 2 or 3 weeks to actually figure out where you're going if you don't know that already. Mm-hmm. So I guess that my point is that there are opportunities for you as a seller and you don't have to be concerned wondering where am I going to go, because we obviously can take care of that well in advance.
Oh, yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly. So I think when it comes down to it and you're really looking at, you know, what you want to do as a seller, you know, the best thing to do is that just sit down with us. We're able to work it out and figure it out. And then you're able to take advantage of the market the way that it is and to able to do what's going to work out best for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that there is a house that we put on the market a week or so ago and, you know, it's under contract now. But basically, you know, we told the buyers what the closing date was going to be.
Yeah.
Because that's when the sellers wanted it to be. And we had multiple people that wanted the house. I think we had 14 or 15 within a week. And so we just basically said, okay, this is the date that, you know, we want to close. And they're all like, okay, no problem. We're happy. You know, it's like whatever we can do. And, you know, it's kind of nice, you know, when you're working with the sellers to be able to have control. So, you know, if you did invest, and you and I both have stories of many people that said, oh, I wish I would have bought last year or whatever.
Oh, man, a lot. I mean, we were just talking to somebody the other day that said the same thing, that they wish that they would have bought a year ago or, you know, even 6 months ago, because it's just changed so rapidly.
Right.
I mean, you just never know. I mean, when the time is right for you, I mean, that's when you just need to pull the plug is the way I look at it. Like, don't sit and ponder and think about it. Oh, well, let's wait. Let's do this. Let's do that. I really think you just need to pull the plug and do it.
Absolutely. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, I was talking to somebody else. I mean, we're always talking to people. And finding out their situations and everything. And this one was really interesting. It's a lady that she wanted to move. Her lease was up at the end of June. So we were kind of waiting a little while to actually find her house. And she's a disabled veteran. And, you know, so she's, you know, definitely put in her service and everything for the country. And it's a joy to work with her. But she right now is living in one of the short-term rental communities that they had their impact fees lessened because there wasn't going to be anybody living in there to go to school. And she has a sister that's living with her that has a child that's going to the school. So in this particular community, the HOA rules are that somebody can only be in the home a maximum of 30 days. Mm. And so whether that's the owner or whatever, but what has happened is their property manager gave her a long-term lease that she's been in there 18 months or whatever, and her lease is up at the end of the, the end of June. Well, she got a letter last week that says that she has 15 days to vacate.
Oh my goodness.
And it's from the HOA because because the child is going to school, and so they know the address, and that address hasn't paid school taxes or the impact fees for the school taxes. And so she's like, is this legal? And I'm like going, I don't know. You have to get an attorney because I don't honestly know if that's legal, because they said they'd give you 15 days and then they were going to start eviction. And obviously, she would have a little bit of time in the eviction. But if you have an eviction on your record, then that's going to be really hard to get a loan to purchase a property. So basically, I don't know what the answer to that is. I'm interested to find out, how that all works. But a couple of years ago, some of the vacation rental communities that were being built, this house was built in 2020, and she's the first, person who lived in it. And there are other people that are living in that community, too, that are long term, but they don't have kids going to school, so they haven't been on the radar yet. So, but the HOA rules are that you cannot have anybody in there for more than 30 days. And so the HOA is saying that they're exercising their right. And I think that they need to because, say there it was about a $10,000 savings per home. And say there's, 100 homes, which we know there's more than that. I mean, 10,000 times 100, is that $1 million?
Yeah.
So basically the bottom line is that the HOA needs to do what they need to do in order mm-hmm. to make sure that they maintain that this is a short-term rental community. And the difference between this short-term rental community and all the other ones that have existed previous to all of this is that you had options. You could live there yourself. You could long-term rental. You could short-term rental. It's like if it was a short-term rental community, you could pretty much do what you yeah. wanted to. And you had a lot of options. And when I found out this rule was going into place a few years ago, I've kind of avoided any new home sales in there to those.
For that reason.
Because mm-hmm. I thought, I would tell the buyers that, hey, if you want to be here, but these are the rules, and this is what's going to limit you. And so if you're paying $500,000 for a house, and you can't even live it in yourself or long-term rent it, you can only short-term rent it, it definitely puts a lot of restrictions on you.
Yeah. I mean, some people are into that and some aren't. So it's a good thing that you let them know. I see so many people that one of the reasons a lot of people are selling now is for that reason, because they weren't aware or they weren't made knowledge of the short-term that goes with it.
Yeah,
with the restrictions. Yeah. And a lot more communities, it seems like, are going that route.
Especially
when they have a lot of amenities and things like that, it seems like they're focusing more on the short-term rental. But I mean, if you're looking to live in it yourself, some people just can't, that's not going to work for them.
Right. And for some of them, for years, like they didn't have a mailing address, you couldn't use it as your mailing address. So you had to have a P.O. box, which, that's really not a big deal. But when it comes to that, you can't stay in it for longer than 30 days and you've got a big investment in it. And look at the time during COVID when everything was shut down in the short-term rental. I mean, you couldn't have any short-term rental income
coming in anyways. Yeah.
Coming in anyway. So hopefully that'll never happen again. But basically the bottom line is it did happen a couple of years ago. And so that I'm sure that's why some of the owners said, let's do it. And I know you and I have had people that were at the closing table that these kinds of things come up mm-hmm. and they're surprised. And sometimes the deals go through and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
You know, and but it's really important to actually do your homework is, I guess, more than anything. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So the other side of the coin is that, too, like as a renter, when you're renting from a property manager and you're renting, you know, with a standard Florida lease, you know, it has landlord-tenant stipulations in there mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff that say, you know, what it is. But I have never even considered really giving to the tenant the HOA rules. Because it doesn't, you know, right. it that's affect between them. The homeowner mm-hmm. and them. I mean, I've seen things in there and in the HOA that the HOA says that they can get rid of tenants if they're too noisy or mm-hmm. they're causing disruption. And, you know, some HOAs have the first right of refusal and that kind of thing when it comes to it. But in a short-term rental community, they're not necessarily going to do that because they're not going to be approving people every week that are just going to be coming for vacation. But when people are putting long-term people in there, then, you know, it might be something that they need to consider and look mm-hmm. at and all of that. But, you know, there are some sticky wickets that do come up in real estate, and this happens to be one of them. You definitely need to make sure that you know what's going on and everything. And I think that... you know, and she said that they had, you know, a few months ago that they had sent her a bill for like $10,000 that was a property tax bill. And she's like,
oh my gosh.
She's like, well, I'm the tenant. I don't pay the property tax, you know. So, you know, they had first, you know, discovered it and that kind of stuff. So I don't know if it's an option to change that house from short term to long term. You know, I mean, that you could pay those impact yeah. fees and then the taxes would be there for the schools and that kind of thing, too. So I don't know. I haven't checked enough into it yet to see, but I thought it was very interesting in regards to what was going on and everything about that. So, you know, and the thing is that when you're the first, then you're the guinea pig and you don't know yeah. what's going on and you know, it just puts your life in tilt. And as I mentioned, this lady, she's a disabled veteran, and one of the things that she's disabled is the stress. And so this obviously puts the stress factor yeah. on tremendously. So we're trying to help her out to figure out, you know, who to talk to get the right information so she knows what to do mm-hmm. and everything and, you know, take care of it. And all she's looking for is to stay in that house for maybe a few more months. And she's willing to buy something now. But as you know, you can't buy something and be in it in 15 days,
yeah.
you know, especially when you don't even know where you're going. You have to have a little bit of time to figure it out. So it's always interesting. We're always running into something and then we get to share it with you guys.
yeah.
So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So another thing I heard of this week that I thought was very interesting, too, and I was actually talking to the title company, Equitable, who we use all the time and everything, and basically, there was a contract that they had just worked on that it has a part on the contract where you check off that the buyer's going to pay the title insurance or the seller is, And so one of those two boxes should be checked. And there's sometimes where agents miss it and don't mark it. So they just recently had a situation where it went all the way to the closing. It was never checked. And then so the seller ended up paying it. And then the seller was mad afterwards that they ended up paying it. And they asked for a refund.
Hmm.
And they got it.
Oh. So because it was marked blank on the contract.
Because it was blank on the contract. So it wasn't specified. And it was never put into an addendum or anything like that. So, you know, so it's just all those little things that you need to look at and know and all of that kind of stuff that the I's need to be dotted, the T's need to be crossed.
Yep.
But basically, you know, when it comes down to it, the contract does tell everybody what to do. And if all of those boxes aren't checked, then they don't know what to do. And so as a result of that, then some mistakes can be made and all
big
of that
mistakes.
Kind of stuff.
Well, that's costly.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. You know,
yeah.
A couple hundred bucks to a few thousand for sure. So
yeah, a few thousand on the title insurance. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, those fees are all regulated by the state, but definitely, you know, you need to know what they are. So we have our free report today, and it's 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. In order to get this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081 and put in extension 1013. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1013. And you could just call our office number as well if you want to get it, which is 407-566-2555. And basically, this goes through, you know, buyer traps of what you want to do. And a lot of this is going on right now that it talks, number one, of bidding blind. There are a lot of people that are bidding blind today because they're so anxious to get a house. And one of the things that we offer is that we offer, you know, a buyer protection program that if they're not satisfied with their home purchase, that we'll either buy it back or sell it for free in the first 18 months. And so in this market, that even becomes more important, in my opinion.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like you said, building blind is a big deal. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're spending, you know, quarter to a half a million, you know, maybe 750,000 on a property.
Yeah.
And then maybe you don't see it, or you don't see it until maybe inspection or something. And then you're like, oh, my gosh. Or you get in and you just don't like it.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes all the time. Happened to me a few years ago when I bought a townhome.
Yeah.
I got in, didn't like it, and I sold it, thank goodness. But, you know.
You just never know. And we also offer that program to the sellers that we work with, too. So anybody that buys a house that we sell, they would get that. They would get that as well.
Same
so it makes your house stand out. So it makes it easier for somebody to make a decision to purchase it because they know that they're going to be they've got an out if they need it.
Yep.
And so it just makes it easier. So we definitely do that. And the second buyer trap is buying the wrong home, which is kind of, you know, what we were talking about too. I mean, you might even see it, but like, for example, this gentleman that I was talking about earlier in the show, he, you know, built this house, and now it's done. And, you know, he's got a nice investment because he went under contract, you know, like 8 or 9 months ago.
So
the prices have increased, so he's going to end up okay. But basically, you know, he's just not feeling like that neighborhood is the right fit for him at this point in time and that he made a mistake. And so he'd rather get out of it now instead of, you know, moving in and then figuring, oh, you know, I'm still not really happy here. So there's just a, you know, like one of the things that he doesn't like is that the neighbors a couple down built a pool and he didn't like that anybody had anything in their backyard and they're a little too close for him. So, you know, before the house is built and they're showing you all these plans, he's like, oh, this looks great. And then when it's actually built, it wasn't the right fit for him.
Exactly.
So,
well, that happens too. Excuse me. Especially like if you're buying a property that maybe you haven't been able to see the layout or something and you're going based upon maybe a drawing or whatever have you. I mean, it happens quite a bit, especially with the new construction because they don't have maybe that particular floor plan. Maybe you have to drive 2 hours and you're like, oh, forget it. You know, we'll take it. And then sometimes you get in there and it just doesn't feel the way that you thought it would.
Right. Yeah, so that's exactly, you know, what happens. So there's a lot of options. So anyway, those are just the first two that are here on our 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. So in order to get this report, you can call 833-535-8081, extension 1013, I'm sorry, it's 10:18. Can't even read my own writing. But 833-535-8081, extension 1018. If you call 1013, we'll get you the right report, I promise. but basically, again, if you want to call the office, you're more than willing to do that too. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call us at 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So talking about houses that are, you know, on the market, we have a new one coming on that's actually a one-bedroom, one-bath condo. And it's going to be, I believe it's 140.
Okay.
And that.
Sweet,
and
great price.
It's a second floor unit. You know, it's completely repainted. Everything's in perfect working order. New vinyl plank that is on the floor. And when I was at this builder a couple of weeks ago, they actually are charging more for vinyl plank than they are for ceramic. And so I said, really, the vinyl plank is more than the ceramic? And the, you know, the salesperson was just so wrote in what they were saying is they kept saying the luxury vinyl plank. So it was luxury vinyl plank. But, you know, in order to put the luxury vinyl plank instead of the ceramic tile, you know, that were like the 20 by 20s in the house, it was an additional $2,000. So, you know, I thought that was interesting. But anyway, so this one does have vinyl plank throughout. Like I said, newly painted in grays and whites, and everything's, you know, all in very good working order. It's a second floor unit.
Location is great. It's right off of 192.
Yep.
So right in Kissimmee. That's a perfect starter property for somebody, or not even if you want to start getting into the investing, you know, with the rents being higher. I mean, your mortgage would definitely be paid. And
yeah, and I don't remember 100% what the condo fee is, but I know it's less than 400. I want to say it's about 320 or so.
There you go.
So it's it's really a great deal that's out there, and it's just hitting the market, you know, right now. So mm-hmm. It's available, and we can tell you it's available.
Exactly. And then we also have the other one that's going to be coming on here either next week or, like you said, the following week. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage right here in Celebration. It's a townhome. That one's going to be priced right under $300.
Right under $300,
And it's a great one. I mean, it has a tenant in there. The tenant would love to stay, but if not, I mean, he knows it's time for him to part ways. But so it would make either a great investment if you want to get it, again, if you want to get into the investment, make a great starter property to get you into Celebration so you can move up the ladder, you know, to one of these big houses. But again, I mean, the location on that one is great. And it's a two-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage. So, you know, needs a little bit of work as far as that goes, only because the tenant's been in there and it's been a rental unit for quite a few years. So you know how that goes, but it's really just probably paint and carpet would be probably the first main things you could do. But I mean, you could move in there and live in it and love it. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's not that bad. But I mean, you know, so we got two great opportunities coming. So get it before it goes on the market.
Well, they'll be on the market.
Yeah.
By the time this year. So.
Exactly. But still.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, there's tons of opportunities out there for people. Like we always say, you know, it's like you can say, well, there's nothing out there. I'm not going to get a house. You have to look at it. Like we talked at the beginning of the show, the 479 houses were sold last week, 166 condos, and that was just last week. So you can be that person too. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.